This week in the Missouri Senate, we review two proposals that went in opposite directions this year.
This is the only thing we're going to exceed on.
Senate Bill 128 would have modified various provisions regarding criminal offenses, the Attorney General, the Missouri Department of Revenue, child support and custody, trusts and estates, guardianships, judges, court surcharges, court reporter fees, and victims of crime. The measure was given final Missouri Senate approval on May 11th, truly agreed to and finally passed the following day, and vetoed by the governor on July 14th. Missouri senators made no effort to override the veto on September 13th. Senator Bob Dixon of Springfield is the bill's sponsor. During final Missouri Senate debate on the measure on May 11th, he told his colleagues several amendments had been added to the original proposal.
My proposal would be that we add what I think is very important, power of attorney language dealing with crisis situations, and it is language that already passed this body.
Senator Andrew Canning of Manchester then explained one of the amendments.
It's a safe families bill. It's designed to help kids that are in crisis situations. There's no state money. It's all private dollars. And it's designed to protect parents who take that action to pass custody of their kids over.
In his veto letter, the governor explains why he chose to veto the legislation. The original measure, he points out, was a one-page bill aimed at making a small change to Jackson County courts. From there, it became a 77-page document that made changes to 68 different state statutes. He considers Senate Bill 128 to have been a violation of the Missouri Constitution. A measure that was allowed to become law.
And I bring to you today Senate Bill 139.
Is Senate Bill 139, which modifies provisions relating to health care. The new law was given final Missouri Senate approval on May 12th, truly agreed to and finally passed on the same day, signed by the executive branch on June 30th, and took effect on August 28th. During Missouri Senate floor debate on March 7th, Senator Jason Holzman of Kansas City said he would have preferred to see opioid fining language added to the measure.
California, the first state to have medical cannabis reform in 1996, that state has seen a 33% reduction in opioid addiction and overdose.
He adds he continues to favor legislation that would legalize medical marijuana in the Show Me State.
So two of the three veterans organizations in the state and the country have said we would like to see our veterans have access for PTSD and other mental health issues.
The provision in the new law that relates to EPI injections is something the bill sponsor says he's been trying to get enacted in Missouri for several years. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.